Hello to you wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to our first introductory podcast. This is Jay Martin, host of Your Evolving World, speaking with you from the island shores of Trinidad and Tobago, where the warm breeze of summer from the north embraces the cool joy of carefree life in the south. I am an author by choice, poet by habit, and business consultant because of a desire for a fulfilling life. I have given up everything I could to be the man of the future, with no assurance of gaining more than I had lost, and with very little means except a curious mind and a persistent dream, I embarked to conquer the shadows of my heredity so that I could reclaim what was stripped away from me. In my life's journey, I have seen a few things from which I have gained moderate insights, and I have committed myself to the habits of a lifelong learner. Perhaps the cause of my errors was knowing less about everyone else than I did about myself, as while I wrestled the bond I saw shackling me in my present station, my fellow men smiled and laughed comfortably in theirs. I have approached this year with a great sense of vitality and commitment, along with a renewed desire to achieve the goals I have set for myself. I published my first book, Rebellum, The Journey of a Rebel to a Poet, and I'm already working on my next collection. I go by the pen name Council of Desires, as I believe everything that we pursue in life stems from a burning desire, as recognized by Napoleon Hill. I have created this podcast with the intended hope that it would shake the minds of dreamers, and because I believe in you. He said I couldn't do it. I knew I had to. I had recently come up with an idea that I felt could open up a whole new window of opportunities. I realized that the people who don't read just don't find it interesting enough, or would rather a livelier pastime than someone else's thoughts. Earl Nightingale obviously understood this when he conceived of producing audio recordings that are gems for the developing man of today. I decided that I would go to local radio stations and present to them a program that would involve reading notable books for at most 1 hour each segment until completed where necessary. I thought of many incredible books I had read mostly because of some curiosity I developed that led me to them, and I knew many people similarly stumble upon books by some curiosity or because of someone else, or to help them resolve some troubling issue affecting their lives. I would help a moderate cross-section of the population who are unusually encumbered by inadequate literacy and communication skills, along with a seemingly disinterested attitude toward discovering a clear purpose for their lives in general. I believe that by engaging this group, along with those longing years, in the one way I remembered stood out to me positively as a boy when my mother would read to my brother and I can transform many lives and shorten the course necessary to discover the specific content that can dramatically impact my listeners in a positive way. It occurred to me that Yeni Hmong men and women of the compulsory learning age who live in single parent homes have not been read to much, if at all. Why else would they care to read if their own parents hadn't read them to stimulate their interest, I thought. I came to recognize the importance of this, especially after working with a 9-year-old girl who couldn't read, and her mother was too busy keeping up with her job to take care of her along with her other siblings. The case of most single parent mothers today and career-oriented family relationships as well. This discovery surprised me. It made me proud of all my mother was able to do as a single parent after the end of her first marriage. With these deliberations aside, I determined a few of the titles that I felt would bring great joy and inspiration to my awaiting listeners. All that was left for me to do would be to record them myself and pack in my own summary, along with interesting facts that would engage my listeners with a brand new attitude toward their own lives. I later spoke to someone I knew about what I had intended to do, and he told me everything I needed to know to encourage me, or so he may have thought. He was mostly dubious throughout our conversation, and after he gave up telling me how sure he was that my intention would be met with disappointment, I knew I would do it. As a matter of fact, I had to, because I had long determined I was the only one who could do it, and I did. My plan grew even more, perhaps commensurate with the scope of the obstacles in my way. I decided that instead of taking my plan to the radio stations where I would have had limited control, instead, I would take the initiative and create my own internet radio channel. It turned out to be quite easy with a little research on my part, but I found there were several pieces of equipment I couldn't necessarily go without, and there were fees I couldn't avoid without significant disadvantages. Your Evolving World Radio was born in just a few days after I first discovered my idea, but I couldn't ignore the minor obstacles I faced. I then turned my attention to another tool I could use to share my idea with not only my countrymen, but with the entire world, creating podcasts. And this is my first. With my radio station set up, I could share podcasts with an established audience, and at the same time, I could broadcast them through my radio channel. As my audience grows, and with the necessary capital, I can then tap into the regular radio audience with my own FM channel. In short, I decided that I wasn't going to allow anyone to determine the success or failure of my goals. My success depended on no one else but myself, I thought. The only limit on mankind in the pursuit of any endeavor is the esteem he holds for those among him who say a thing is impossible. When any man is sure of his object, he sees the matter through in accordance with the directives handed to him by his own thoughts. He must strive to make his thoughts a good governor of himself by not permitting the wind to direct his sails as some men do. Those who know the course will, as sure as their determination, find a way. Like you, I am faced with one of two alternatives. Either I wait for what I want to happen, or I make things happen and let my inner will unfold. I choose to make things happen because I understand that whatever I determine that I want from life is in my power to obtain. It all depends on what I do. The outcomes of our lives are solely the result of the decisions we make. And as Earl Nightingale agreed, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. We become what we think about. Liberty of mind, properly directed and empowered, with the purpose to see the goals we set for ourselves through, is the strength of the man or woman of both today and the future. This is Jay Martin. And until our next podcast, thank you for listening.